Blog Talk Radio.
Make it in the word about kids. Kid Dash. Yes, this is a. It's a. If y'all want to call in, please call that number in right now. I would love to take y'all questions. Please call in. I need y'all to call in. Please hit that like. If y'all would love to donate to the platform, please show some love and donate to the platform. Even kids aren't spared. That's right. That's what I'm saying. The devil is collecting souls, baby. Yes, you telling me that God ain't collecting? God is happy. I mean, I said God is happy. If that's what I said, I am tired. The devil is happy right now. That nigga happy. He's collecting souls. They are doing his dirty work, man. This shit is not no fucking joke. After this shit, what happened with the Brooklyn shooter, the mass shooting, people still had to get on the train. You know how dangerous that is? You never know. I remember one time, you know, the 9/11 shit, suicide bombers. I remember I went to go see this girl in the Bronx. This is when I still have my own crib in Coney Island, well, Marlboro, right? I'm going to go see this. I'm going to say her name. What's her name? I forgot her name. Tweet. But anyway, yeah, it's 145.53 likes. Y'all ain't donating. You can't hit the like button, nigga. Y'all can't hit the fucking like button. God damn, son, is that fucking serious with y'all? Can y'all hit the like button at least? Hold on, 402 area code. So I'm going to the Bronx. Long story short, I'm at some stop. I had to change. It was way deep in the Bronx. And I seen this lady, a Muslim lady. She had the whole get up on. I forgot what y'all call that shit, but y'all got to excuse me. The shit across her face. And she had a picture of her daughter, like a big picture of her daughter. And like she's just talking to herself, walking back and forth. I'm like, hold up. I hope this bitch do not explode in front of me. Nigga, I got up with the smoothness, like smooth daddy, and ease my ass to the other end of the platform. This is the shit that we got to go through. Amongst other shit. I'm sorry, man. I may be all over the place. Area code 402, what to do, what you want, goddammit.
Man, what's up with you, man? It's your boy Illis in Nebraska, baby. What's going down?
In Nebraska, baby. What's good, homie? Talk to me.
Man, ain't nothing good, man, because let me tell you something, man. We are having a spiritual war right now, man. And what I'm saying right now is that these people, they won't these type of things to happen, man, because if they wanted to, you know what I'm saying, just maybe if they really wanted to, they probably can, you know, calm some of this down. But I'm going to tell you what I do know, Mike. See, I used to go to them damn gun shows all the time, man. I used to, you know what I'm saying, have a little shop up there, man. I used to, you know, do a little couple of trading and slanging with them white boys in there, man. And I'm going to tell you, man, them old farmers that's back up here in Nebraska, man, that's where they invest their money in, into guns, man. You go to them damn them shows, them gun shows, and man, you get anything you want, man. So it's easy access to a motherfucker who mind wondering what it feels like to kill a motherfucker of color. You get my drift there?
Yes, and you know they be dreaming of that shit. If I was not the country, if I was a white person and I was indoctrinated and innately thinking the way that they do, I got the complexion, yep, for the protection, for the collection.
Kitchen.
I might kill me a nigga. Because I don't,
yes,
want to get away with it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, you know how motherfuckers have shit on their bucket list, man? You know how motherfuckers got shit on their bucket list. I believe in some white people, that's one of the things they have to accomplish on their bucket list before they die. They want to know how it feels to kill a motherfucking nigga. I believe that dearly, man. But you know, like I say, this government, like even when they had lazy ass Joe up there speaking the other day, man. This motherfucker ain't got no heartfelt sympathy for that shit that's going on. Man, he couldn't even read the motherfucking teleprompter's blind ass. Everything he was reading was somebody else wrote on.
Right.
Unto my struggling. He was struggling, man, to... Oh, man, yeah, he was struggling to get his speech out, man, because if you wrote the speech, you at least know what's coming half-ass next. This
right.
motherfucker don't write that shit. They got people write that shit for him. We all know that. And like
absolutely.
I say, I don't believe there's no empathy or sympathy, you know, for victims when they go out in this caliber, man. Now, if that motherfucker was, like, you know, up there in Massachusetts, well, they done had it in Massachusetts, I think, before. Well, motherfucker went in there and killed shit, blew shit up, this and that. There. Oh, man, it's all over the news every day. It's crying.
If all those fucking kids was white?
Oh, they would have came, man, listen.
Everybody would be crying. It'd be so much. They would name this the most tragic incident ever in American history. That would override
right.
every motherfucking thing.
Right. And see, Mike, I'm gonna tell you, man. It's like, it's fucking you know, mind boggling, man. It's fucked up, man. But you know, man, I tell my mother used to ask me, say, you know what? Now I understand why you do the things you do, son. Because if you on this motherfucking planet, living in the U.S. of A., America. Sober,
right.
You's a bad motherfucker. You's a
right.
bad motherfucker. I can't live on this bitch sober, man. All this fucking tragedy and death and blood and shit that I see every fucking day. Every fucking day is some bullshit going on that shouldn't fucking happen.
Every time we walk outdoor, especially as black men, we have to worry about, like, if we go to the store late at night, we got to worry about if niggas going to jump out, rob, you don't know who's would be on the train. We don't know what's going to happen. Like, we walk past each other. We don't even greet each other. Everybody got an attitude. Everybody is always
dead. Yeah.
Everybody's always stressed out. The bills, you know, everybody on the hamster wheel. This world have us so much. We can't even think. When the last time y'all looked at the sky and just really relaxed, this world have us looking down in our phones or just preoccupied with shit like this, unnecessary shit, and we, this whole world needs an intervention. We, all of us need therapy. This world needs therapy, and they know that because they are perpetuating it. They are premeditating and orchestrating all of this organized chaos. Everything that's going on, it is controlled and it's orchestrated. It is by design. Social experiments flooded with all of this low vibrational energy.
Mike, check it though, man. Let me tell you something. Mike, I'm going to keep it real with you, man, which I always do. Brother, I can't tell you the last time, man. Honestly. Honest God truth, man. I can't tell you the last time I done had a decent good night sleep. I can't even remember, man. See, because there's so much going on in this motherfucking head of mine, man. You know, I got a 14-year-old son that I'm raising now, man. You know what I'm saying? And see, talking to him and throwing shit at him all the time, man, you know, he's not mature enough to understand the things that I'm telling him, but I still tell him anyway. I still tell him. But it's frustrating because even though you get to the point, man, where you don't even trust them going outside of your door, man, because it's so fucked up.
Yep.
That's real talk, though, Mike. I ain't had a good night's sleep, man, in years. That's bad, man.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
Look how this world is doing that to us. And you see how you see what you just said? That shit affects us in so many ways. Some
die
people,
quicker.
Some people don't really have to deal with this shit. Some people, and I'm not trying to go there. Area code 419, just hold on. A lot of people, when they come here, they don't come here with that mindset. or the understanding of what we have been going through here. Their whole model is, all right, I could relate, but I can't relate. Let me just get this money, send this back home, get the education, milk the system, and go back home and live comfortably. People.
That's what that comedian said on Shannon Sharpe's show. What's the motherfucker, Michael Blackson? He said he bought him a house in Africa, and he go to that motherfucker every month, man, because he got to get away from this motherfucker.
This shit is depressing. It's depressing.
Yeah. But man, listen, man, I'm gonna go and let you know other people call in, man. I just had to say what I was gonna say, but man, listen, man, ain't no shame in my game, man. Like I say, I'm trying to get better at it, Mike. People out there in the chat all over the world, man. You know what I'm saying? The illest nigga in Nebraska trying to get it right, man. It just is hard to fucking sleep nowadays, man. I'm not doing wrong out here, man. I'm just worried about all the bullshit outside of that door when I open it, man, because I got a kid. Real talk. I'm out of there.
Peace. The illest nigga in Nebraska. Man, whatever you call 419, give me one more second. I got you. Man, I couldn't have said it any better. I worry about my son. My oldest son, 17, I see his motherfucking page on Facebook. He don't even be on there. He got a gun. My 17-year-old son is already posting up with burners already, like this. I mean, I was on some stupid shit like that, too, when I was young, too. I understand it. But it's so different now. We all got to worry about what's going on once we leave outside our motherfucking doors. I got to check the cameras all the motherfucking time. When I walk out, sometimes I go to the store 1, 2, 3 in the morning. And I got to walk all the way around the block. Like, I got to, you know what I'm saying? Do the Hail Mary, pray to God that I make it back in this motherfucking house. And I just want to go get me a couple of Lucy's or a pack of cigarettes or maybe an Angry Orchard. Or maybe some chicken over rice. You know the stores is 24 hours in New York. This level of shit that we have to worry about each and every day in America. And on top of that, mass shootings, we killing ourselves, landlords, car insurance, kids, baby mamas, baby daddies. It's just, we are bombarded with so much. I don't even know how we all do it. You know? It's sickening. Why you think a lot of motherfuckers be dying at 55, 65, 75? Nigga, this, man, I'm going to get rich. I don't want to live here like that anymore. I'm talking about in America. America is I love it to death. But this shit here, this is the devil's playground. This is the devil's playground for real. It may look cute. You may go to a bar one day, have a good time, go out to a club. This is the devil's playground, okay? And the devil's minions is controlling all this shit. You see them? They're on your television. They in that Oval Office. He wearing that badge. He got all his players on the chessboard. This whole thing is about chess. Everything is, you got to plan 5 steps ahead before your next move, man. Anyway, area code 419. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. Everybody, please hit that like button. Please, if you like to donate, show some love to the platform. I know it's hard for you to do. Show some love to the platform. Area code 419, how you doing, family? What's your thoughts, yo?
No, I just want to say God bless to them kids, man.
Yes, sir. Absolute.
I mean, I feel like all this shit, man.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ain't good. No, I feel like all of this is a distraction, bro.
Absolute.
You know, I never wanted to think like that. I never wanted I never wanted that man, but it's like I feel like that's just what it is. It's a distraction, man. I mean, what else can it be? Because they know that they can stop a lot of shit before it happens. A lot of this shit can be prevented, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It definitely can be prevented. It's like the dude, like I just said. Oh, here it is right here. Let me share my screen, y'all. Right here. Uvalde shooter posted 3 times on Facebook 30 minutes before going to the school. Number one, I'm going to shoot my grandmother, which he did. I shot my grandmother, which he did, roughly 15 minutes before I'm going to shoot an elementary school. And they did not, like, pinpoint flag his post. Certain keywords needs to be flagged, and I know they do, but if this say it was a black person who did some shit, it would be a black extremist shit, and they would have ran up in their motherfucking crib. Boys would have been at their door. The IP address would have been pinpointed to the T. Go ahead, family. In conclusion.
It's like you said, it can't be pinpointed. They can find people faster than we can find anybody. I feel like they want it to happen because it's bigger shit that's going to happen.
Ooh, shit, my back. Absolutely, yeah. Mel. Thank you, King.
Go ahead, man.
Nah, but thank you for your call, King. You heard?
Yeah. I ain't going to say too much, bro, because, you know, I respect your channel, but that's it, man. And God bless you too, man.
Thank you, King. God bless you as well, you and yours, King. Peace.
Yeah.
Sometimes you say, I don't want anything to talk. But I respect him for calling because, shit, ain't none of y'all calling. All right? But it was something I just had on my mind, and it just slipped. Let me read one of y'all comments. I think that's what did it. Right, gamers, definitely somebody right behind them. The president is like the I love using this analogy. I forgot who made this analogy, but I took it from them. But basically, the president is like the manager at McDonald's. You would never see the franchise owner. The franchise owner is the one who really controls everything. So Biden, he's really not. He's not in control, really. He's not in control. He's just doing the ventriloquist work. You understand? It was another comment that I seen I want to tackle. Oh, yeah. Charles Thomas, you said don't let them scare you, Mac. No, it's not about scaring. Look, I don't want to put it on me, but sometimes if I could just give myself an example, right? I mean, I'm not a killer or a gangster. I don't portray myself to be like that. But you know, you hit that right button, you're gonna really see me go the fuck off, or you're gonna see how I get down when that time presents itself, or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, it's not about being tough. It's not about you knowing what you can do to react. It's about being smart. Sometimes being smart don't mean being scared. You just have to be smart sometimes. You don't ever, when keeping it real goes wrong, you need to know when to play or know when to fold. I know when to fold. I am not stupid. So being smart should never be equivalent to being scared. It's just you using your brain. You know what I mean? So that's the comment that I wanted to tackle. So it's about being smart. You show me some love, Rakisha. Thank you, sweetheart. God damn it. About time. I appreciate you. Thank you. You and Beverly, thank you for showing some love, Ms. Rakisha. All right. I see you, sweetheart. Thank you. You know what I mean? All right. That's good. 175, 108 likes. That's good. Please hit those like buttons. Please. Mega, if you have any thoughts too, man, call in, King. You know I like your perspective. Where's my nigga Brooklyn Cali, man? That nigga on the grind for real. Let me hit that. You need WhatsApp? You need WhatsApp? I got WhatsApp. Wait, StreamYard link, you need... hold on, you know what? Let me open this. Let me do this then. If anybody want to get on, let me do that. If anybody want to get on the panel real quick. And like I said, I may be looking tired because I've been away for a few days, and I just took this long ride back home, and I just went and came on live. So I'm trying to feel it a little bit. You know what I mean? But if I'm looking tired, I have every reason to be. But it's all good. I wanted to fuck with y'all before anything, man. It's been damn near a week since I've been on. So, you know, it is what it is. Definitely psychological warfare. And I think Malcolm X coined that phrase. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if anybody else called. All right. So, hold on. Here's the screen.
And so it was his birthday last Monday?
I don't look rejuvenated right now.
Last week, I think it was Christmas.
Yeah.
I took him to Applebee's to eat supper or dinner or whatever.
It's
the same.
It looks
big
in Nebraska. Thank you,
Ken. No. Like I said, I don't like weapons. I cannot be around weapons.
Because you have a record, and it's illegal for you to actually be around, right?
I cannot be around guns. I hate that. I see all the news, all those people that get shot. I'm against all that. I said, where do they let these people buy guns and all that? Those stupid, whatever they shoot.
And Rolando, when you heard about the shooting, what did you do? Did you even know that it was your grandson?
No, the neighbor called me. He told me she had been shot. And when I came over here, he told me that he had taken off on the...
And your grandson didn't have a driver's license, right?
No.
He didn't even know how to drive.
No.
What went through your mind when you heard?
I didn't say nothing. It still hasn't sunk in yet.
And so it was...
So what, they going to claim that to be mental health? Like, it's just like the narrative. It's almost... The narrative is just changed. I want to salute this dude right here. Salute.
We're giving out free resources to community in Buffalo, New York, right across the street. Magic to have it. We're starting to come out here. Our grand community. They seek to get that.
You know what crossed my mind, though? Oh, they shut down his IG? Oh, wow. I was thinking about, what you call it, Griselda. And I followed them. I don't think they said anything about Buffalo or did anything out there in Buffalo. I was just, you know, that just crossed my mind. You know, that just crossed my mind. I'm going to do a little sidebar, and I'm going to go to another subject, but I just want to say this, and we can come back to this. I just want to say this in closing on this subject that, you know, as far as our rights is concerned, until we all come as a collective and don't take no for an answer, and I mean bang on their fucking door, like how Tupac said, they knocked on the door, we was asking for food. So now every time y'all open the door, I'm seeing everybody throwing food, throwing salami and shit like that. You know that Tupac analogy. So now we got to bust up, we got to pick the lock and bust up through the door, start blasting or something. You know, the analogy of not taking no for an answer, put our money together, you know, and get these laws passed. I don't think, even though it's definitely going to be a hard thing to do because, number one, we are, a lot of us is not on the same track. We're not on the same, we're not on the, on a code. And a lot of times that they're going to make sure that they don't give us nothing. They so used to not giving us anything. Now when we start asking, it's almost like we're an irritant. You know what I mean? So they would make us, they would make them not want to give us nothing anymore. But we have to come as a strong collective. Our words, you know, we beating the drums. So they're hearing the drums. They're hearing us. You know what I mean? We making some noise. We ruffling the feathers. You know what I mean? We putting some ripples in the ocean. We putting some waves in the ocean right now. We making noise, but we have to come a little bit stronger because just less than 6 months they got their own anti-Asian crime bill, hate crime bill. These niggas put their money and their resources together. It takes money too, y'all. It really does. This shit takes money. And we have to put we can put our money together for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and all that. What about something that's really going to the results? We would have some tangibles as a result if we really push the shit. Do we need another 10 people, black people, to be murdered? They killing us unarmed all the time. Every other month, annually, they constantly giving us signs. G-Eazy, I'm gonna bring you on right now. All right?
Yo,
constantly.
Wagwan.
Bless.
You already know. Brooklyn, stand up, man.
You already know.
Yeah.
Talk to me,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
what's good? Talk, what's
well,
on your mind?
Yo, man, I just want to say this is just another form of terrorism. You understand? It went from being international terrorism from 9/11. Now it's homeland terrorism. You understand? There are frequencies being sent through social media that is driving people crazy, bro. Frequencies that's being sent through this drill music that is driving people crazy, bro. And people can't really see it. You understand? It's like society is being hypnotized through social media and through the music that's being pushed out there. You understand? So now what we're facing is something called homeland terrorism. We're going to terrorize ourselves. You understand? And this was all by design from 9/11. You understand? Because the terrorists understand that they can't fight us from the outside. So they have to find a way to fight us from the inside and
right.
make us fight ourselves. So that's what's going on right now. Homeland terrorism, bro. And it's not going to stop. It's going to continue.
Right.
You understand?
And you're absolutely right. However, I don't want to say but because I agree. However, I feel that the same crutches that they put in our communities, like liquor, drugs, and things of that nature, and these other neighborhoods, suburbs, whites, and these Indians and everybody else, they have the same access as well as we do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If not more connected to the harder drugs, the pills, the second, third. It's the
right.
mindset, right? And it's the self preservation of your people. When I see you, I see me. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? They have a code that they stick to. So, and the frequencies, their kids is dancing to our shit, but they know how to differentiate the realities. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
or that
right.
temptation. There's some that may fall through the cracks that be influenced by our music and such and do that. But overall, as a culture, as a race, an ethnicity, they stick to a code.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? That's something that we need to do. Because our mental state is not together at all. We
at
need
all.
Psychological help. All of us do. All. I'm
Therapy.
Not excluding myself.
Therapy, man. You know what I'm saying? We need therapy. But, you know, us as black people, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it like that. But when you talk about therapy, the first thing they tell you, nah, man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't 7:30, you know what I'm saying? I ain't crazy, like, nah, you ain't gotta be crazy to go to therapy, bro, to see a psychiatrist, bro, you know what I'm saying?
True.
People don't understand that we are a traumatized people from slavery. We're still traumatized from slavery and the environment that we live in, the poverty, the drugs, all these other elements, it traumatizes us, bro, and that's how we lashed out. We lashed out on our own by gun violence, fighting, doing this over territory, over, you understand?
Yes.
So we do need therapy, bro, and we shy away from that because we say, oh, I ain't crazy, I ain't 730, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, a lot of these niggas is not wrapped too tight, bro.
Absolutely.
They not wrapped too tight. They're like clean clothes, mad people. You understand? Clean clothes, mad people just walking up and down, bro, and it's everywhere. It's not just in America. It's in the islands too, bro.
Right, right.
Gun violence is turned up in the islands too, bro.
Right. It's,
you know what I'm saying?
We have a disdain for our own self. It's almost like we've been so traumatized by violence that was done to us, and we really couldn't do anything about it. Some of us revolted. Some of us did some shit, you know what I'm saying, to retaliate against these white supremacists and stuff like that. And even to this day, we still seeing our young ones and even older ones being murdered unarmed, even, from other ethnicities and getting away with it. We have less power. So it feels like, you know, in order to take that frustration out is to take it out on somebody who looks just like you. So we just are a domino effect of all of this. That's why it's like they rip open a scab and put more salt on an open wound. All the stuff that we've been through for our slavery, from the islands to Brazil to here, they know how psychologically traumatized we were and how it's been passed down without any therapy, how the psychological mind will be through Reconstruction, Jim Crow, civil rights until right now. We still not a cure people, but somehow we done still changed the game, was innovative, creative, and still managed to sustain ourselves. But with a mental problem, and I'm going to land the plane, my point about that is that they should give it to us because of everything that we went through and continue to go through. And they consciously know this and say, we don't give a fuck. No reparations. We're not even going to give you an anti-black hate crime bill. All this stuff that we cry about or talk about or be very emotional about, they don't need to hear it. They are tired of hearing it. They know this shit. They just don't give a fuck. They just tired of hearing it. That was loaded, but I don't know. Hope I was understood.
Nah, hell yeah, man. You don't think it's a problem. That's why social programs are very important in the inner city. And you notice that the government is defunding social programs like YMCA. These programs that these kids could go after school and, you know, these little mentors in the hood and stuff like that. The government's starting to defund these programs. So you don't have no more YMCA after school and little gyms that the kids could go. So they got idle time, bro. And with their idle time, they're picking up drugs and guns, bro. Because, yo, all of us are suffering from PTSD, bro. You know what I'm saying? And all we do is self-medicate with liquor, weed, and pills. You understand? And then all that frustration and trauma, it makes our brain up, and then we just retaliate on each other. You understand? And if you really think about it, it's not what the juveniles doing it, bro. Buffalo Shooter was 18 years old. This shooter was 18 years old. These are babies, bro. I got a 22-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old grandson, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I just turned 43 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These are babies, bro. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's crazy. It's just the younger generation is getting more and more savage, bro. You know what I mean? Even though, you know, in the 80s, we was wild too, but it wasn't no cameras and camera phone and social media. here. You understand? Because the 80s was wild too, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But, you know what I mean? It wasn't really broadcasted and televised like it is now. You understand? Everybody putting everything on social media so you can see it. It's documented more now. You understand?
Right. And we just desensitized to this whole thing, man. Yo, and anything else you want to say, King? You know, and close out. Definitely appreciate
man.
You.
Yo, man,
Definitely it's just a tragedy right now, man.
Just like you say, man, it all starts with mindset and culture, man. We need to get back to ourselves. We are the original man. We the one that set the whole design. African nation was the first civilized nation on earth before the purple people, bro. They learned from us. So let's get back to what we are, kings and gods, you know what I'm saying? And not demons, dog, demon time and all that. I don't know where this shit came from, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember God body days, you know what I'm saying? Back in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? With the gods and earths, you know what I'm saying? That's what we used to call ourselves. God, you know what I'm saying? Now it's demon time, bro. It's a complete 360. It's like we're going backwards, bro. It's time for us to start progressing instead of regressing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let's move forward instead of backwards as a people. And let's try to get united and stop being divided, because divided, they're going to conquer us, bro.
That's
You know what I'm saying? We're going through something called the Willie Lynch syndrome, bro, meaning that we fighting each other, killing each other, dog. It's not the purple man anymore. We are our worst enemies. You know what I'm saying? Our own brothers and sisters. You understand?
Fact.
We need to stop tearing each other down, man, and start uniting, you know what I'm saying, empower back ourselves as the first nation on earth. You understand? Yeah, man, the original man. You understand that?
Right.
Yo, man, big up yourself, man. It's your boy Bruce Smith in the trap. Gives me the dick, man. Yeah, act right, sack right, man.
Yo, man.
In the building, you already know. Brooklyn, stand up. He's 20th
Street. Bless it,
King. Yeah, you already know. Bow, bow, extra bow, man. You already know.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Definitely respect that caller, man. Hold on, everybody. Yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, he was definitely right, man. Definitely right. Definitely right. I guess he called me. What up, nigga?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you already know, man. This man, yo, man, it's crazy, bro. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right now, man, I could get really, really, like, deep, you know what I'm saying, into a rabbit hole, but, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna really go that deep, but, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like, I don't know, man, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like the Matrix, you know what I'm saying? What he's talking about in the Matrix is coming to fruition right now with the cryptocurrency and digital currency, and then they got this other shit, the metaverse and all that other shit. So, you know what I'm saying? The Matrix is coming to life now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the Purge. All right. I don't know if you ever seen that video, Run This Town Tonight with Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Rihanna. You see, if you watch that video,
that
was the interpretation of where society is heading, bro.
Yeah,
you
people talking about that.
The mass chaos and the mass destruction.
Like the Mad Max, almost like the Mad Max. Like the Mad Max era, like the Mel Gibson and, Tina Turner shit.
So, that's kind of where society is headed, psychologically.
Right.
You understand? It's just wild. You know what I'm saying? Even out in the Western California right now, it's a purge going on out there, bro. A purge, just like the movie, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like all these films that we've been watching for all these years is coming to fruition now. The Purge, the Matrix, you know what I'm saying? All that thing is coming to fruition now. So we got to open our eyes up, man. You know what I'm saying? And stay woke. You know what I'm saying? And start taking charge, you know what I mean? And start, you know what I mean, acting towards things, you know what I mean? Instead of just sitting back and trying to blame the purple man and the yellow man and the green man, yo, no man can hold you down but yourself. There's so much opportunity and technology in this modern world, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of, like, brothers talking about, oh, yeah, the system holding me down. Like, nah, brother, you are conquered, bro. Don't let them conquer you, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In this modern-day society, no man can conquer you, bro. No purple man, no green man, bro.
Right.
Only you can conquer yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Once you educated and you got capital, bro,
Let me ask you this question in closing, because I'm about to go to this other subject, and I'm gonna get up out of here, because I'm starting to feel it now, because I'm definitely tired. But far as getting two part question. What you think? I already have my thoughts on it, but what you think that us as a collective we should do to at least get on code to get an anti-black crime bill passed? What you think we should do on that? You know what I mean? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, as far as like the gun laws?
No, the anti-hate crime bill. You know how you can't beat up an Asian.
With the Asian bill that they had?
The hate crime bill.
Yeah, that they included blacks and brown people in there, but it's in the fine print. You understand? So we fall under the Asian Hate Act. You understand?
Right.
But it's in fine print. But we need our own act, though. We don't need to fall under no Asian Act. Asian Hate Act. You understand? You see how they give others over opportunity? You know, for the things that we're crying out for.
That's why I'm asking about the solution to what do you think on how we should go about it? I mean, I already said what I felt about how we should go about it. I'm just asking you.
Bro, lobbying, you know what I'm saying? And voting, you know what I'm saying? Like, we really got to know these governors, you know what I'm saying? And these mayors that we put in the office, you know what I'm saying? These counselors and all that we put in the office, bro, because they got the power to make these, what they call legislation, bro. You know what I'm saying? We only have the power to vote them in. They got the power to make the legislation that's going to help us. You understand? So that's how that thing works. We got to know who we're putting in these seats and vote in the right people that got our interests at hand. You understand?
Right.
But majority of us don't care about politics and don't even know who these people are. Some of us don't even vote. We talk about, oh, man, they're like, your vote is more powerful than money, bro.
That's right. And that's the thing.
We need to get educated as a people, man. Education is going to help us, man. Education. You understand? You know, a lot of these brothers with this gangster image, they think to be educated is being a nerd. You know what I'm saying? Or being soft. You know
right.
what I'm saying? If you're educated and you got a college degree and all that. Yo, when I was going to college, bro, all my homies used to clown me, bro.
Yeah.
And now I got 2 degrees and they broke and sick, begging me for money.
That's one of the things of our culture that I always said that I hate. We have to dumb ourselves down to fit in. If a nigga say a so-called big word, niggas got issues with that. So I don't even know how our thought process even turned to that, even morphed into that kind of mentality to think that. I had to, not to be long, but I had to dumb myself down a long time ago. Like 13, 14, 15, around 15, 16, I was studying the dictionary. I still got my paper. Well, I don't have it no more now, thanks. But I had a paper with the loose leaf, I mean, with the fucking shoelace from my sneakers tied to hold it together since 96, 97. You know what I mean? So I always had to dumb it down. I had to dumb it down, not to fit in, because I didn't really give a fuck about motherfuckers like that, but just to have conversations and shit like that. You gotta be an idiot. So we have layers and layers and layers of fucking shit that we need to fix. Like it's so deep rooted. It's like, god damn, it's almost like we need a new brain. You know, like a nut, like if it's stripped enough, you got to get a whole new nut. It's like, you know what I mean? It's not working anymore. It's too deep rooted. You can't even loosen it. Like, it's like sometimes you need a new brain now. Whole new brain.
Yo, that's why, man, I can't get upset at people like the dude that just died. Man, what's his name? Samuel or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
That dude and him and what's the other one? Charleston White? You know, I don't want to actually, like, promote them on your thing, but you can't get mad at them when you hear them talking about us, talking about
Kevin Samuels, I fuck with. Even though I told everybody, I didn't agree with everything what he said, but I fuck with 90%, 98% of what he stood for. But anyway, but this nigga Charleston White, I don't fuck with that dude. He have a lot of valid points that I agree with. But he starts shit, pick with niggas, and then you want to talk about he did some shit recently. He want because something breezy. Double O B B some shit told he in the car talking about he gonna call police on him. You a bitch nigga, son.
Nick,
you can't be walking around here like so what you got a gun. Just get him from the blind side. He can't see out that eye.
Right.
Man, tear his ass up. Nah, that nigga man, I respect certain things, but that nigga need to get his he need to get touched up a little. I don't mean killed. But he need to get
he's kind of radical.
Yeah, he needs some hands and feet. He needs some hands and feet on
radical. Yeah. He kind of go overboard.
Yeah,
you know
he's way overboard. Like he jumps off the dock.
So he goes so overboard that he look like a Sambo nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He look like a straight Sambo nigga to me. Like he working for them people. You understand? But I agree with some of the stuff he say. But he get radical, bro. He get radical, he lose me. Like, nigga, you a Sambo ass nigga, bro. What the hell?
You never know if he's getting paid. He fuck with police so much.
Right.
You never know
right,
if he's
right.
already in cahoots. Like allegedly they saying big how big you is right now.
Yeah.
Charleston White could be the fucking, it could be him. He's so quick to call. He could be a plant. That's what I'm saying. He could be a fucking plant.
Right? Yeah. Yo, I believe he is, bro. I believe he is.
I'm starting to believe it, too.
With them people. I believe he's working with them people, bro.
Yeah, I think he got a... He's way activated, nigga. I think he got a tracker on his phone and on his vehicle. I think they know where he at all motherfucking times. And I know he feels safe because he be so quick to call these niggas.
Yeah.
You
want to
start and violate... Like, again, he be saying some... See, that's what I'm saying. That's how they get us. He's putting he putting sugar on
they
shit. He's sprinkling, but that was you, because I that wasn't me. Sprinkling sugar on shit. That's how they get us. Sprinkle sugar on shit.
Hey, my bad.
Now you good. Yeah. Sprinkle sugar on shit to get black people. Once black people start hearing shit that we like to hear, I'm fucking with him. Then little by little, you see him start drifting off to some other shit. You know what I mean? And this is how he still keep you by you saying I agree with a lot of stuff that he say, but that's he gave you that for you to feel like I agree with him, but his agenda is the butt.
Damn,
but that actually, you understand what I'm saying? That's
the vibes I get from Charleston White. You know, I don't want to promote him on your stage, but that's the vibes I get from him. He's activated, bro.
Yeah.
He is activated. So we got to be careful, bro, because they use our own against us, bro.
That's how
you
do
it. The infiltrator. You know what I'm saying? The same thing that they've been doing from day one. They did it to Malcolm. You know what I'm saying? They did it to Malcolm, Martin. They did it to Marcus Garvey, bro.
Absolutely.
And they're still doing it now. They're infiltrating us.